Welcome inside the vault. This is a collection of previously unreleased lessons from eight-figure entrepreneurial mastermind, Arjun Robbins. And in case you didn't see the warning label, this content can be explicit and is only for serious entrepreneurs. This recording is the second part of a two-part series, and it's from a July 2011 live quarterly meeting in Miami, Florida, where Arjun is with members of How to Manage a Small Law Firm. In this episode, Arjun reveals the concepts of more effective selling for entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to the next level. Let's go to the vault.
Working with Arjun is like having a shortcut to future you.
Every time I can have an opportunity to spend time with Arjun, I try to take it and be a sponge.
I thought everyone was crazy. You know, they were running to the front of the stage to see this person. Arjun's wearing his crazy shirt.
You know, he drinks tiger blood in the morning just for fun, and he's like breathing down my throat.
Sometimes it's terrifying to work with him. It's like he's looking into your soul, but it's growth the whole way.
I looked up the word sell, and it turns out the definition of the word sell is to exchange goods or services for money. That's what selling is. There's no value. There's no judgment. There's no ethics. There's no professionalism. It's simply a verb. When you exchange goods or services for money, you are selling. We're all involved in selling every single day. It's just that we're used to being involved in selling on the other side, as a consumer. Anyone feel uncomfortable buying a pizza? Anyone feel awkward or unprofessional buying a pair of shoes? No? It's just selling. It's all that's going on. You're just on the other side of it. So let's break down this definition. Exchange goods and services for money. Let's do it in reverse. Money is just something that we use to balance relationships. Everything in nature needs to be in balance. When things in nature are not in balance, what happens? They break, right? There's lots of different ways to keep relationships in balance. Money is just the easiest, most convenient way to do it. What happens if one of you doesn't do your part in keeping this relationship in balance? The relationship doesn't work, right? You can bill by the hour to keep things in balance. You can bill with flat fees to keep things in balance. You can work on contingency to keep things in balance. But if there isn't an exchange of money, the relationship is out of balance and it's going to break. Not charging your clients for the value of your services is not doing your clients any favors. It's like offering to give you a ride to the airport knowing that I only have enough gas in my tank to get you halfway there. You're not doing your clients any favors by allowing them to get into a relationship with you and not making sure that there's enough money there to keep things in balance. So, money. And by the way, money, don't be enamored by this. This is the easiest thing in the world to get. Does anyone not think this is the easiest thing in the world to get? What's easier to get than this? A cold? That's actually not that easy to get a cold. What's easier to get than this? Can you name one thing that's easier to get than this? Air? Clean air? You think clean air is easier to get than this? Has anyone been to India? Clean air isn't easier to get than this, not in a lot of parts of the world. Or what's easier to get than this? Not air. Time? How are you going to get time? There's 24 hours in a day. You find a way to get more than 24. 24 times 7 is 168 hours. You can't buy hours. Richest person in the world doesn't have any more time than the poorest person in the world. What's easier to get than this? But what tangible anything is easier to get than this? I'm really challenging you to really think this through. So you get over your worship of this stuff. This doesn't care if you're a good person or a bad person, does it? If money cared if you were a good person or a bad person, all of the people who volunteer their time and the priests and the rabbis and Mother Teresa would all be rich, and all the drug dealers would be poor, right? Money has no morals, it has no ethics, it has no values. It's completely and totally objective. It responds to things without emotion. You can't eat it, you can't drink it, you can't wear it, you can't live in it. It doesn't do you any good. This is completely and totally useless until and unless you exchange it with someone. It's the only way to unlock the value of this dollar is to exchange it to someone. It's nothing more than a device that we use to keep things in balance. All right? If you're not using money as a device to keep things in balance, you are misusing money. Money has no value. Currency has no value unless it's exchanged with other people for goods and services. Get over your love of money. Get over your intimidation about money. It's worthless to you unless you use it to make your life easier. Your clients, they have lots of this. Even your poorest clients, you go into their houses, they've got big screen TVs. They got video games. They got all kinds of crap that they exchange their money with that doesn't help them have a better life. Don't feel uncomfortable about letting them exchange their money with you, because what you're giving them will actually give them a better life. All right? Now let's talk about the word exchange. And it's real interesting when you really think about the word exchange, because what's the exact opposite of the word exchange? Keep. Also, take. Now, I think it's very unprofessional to take something from another person. Because if I take something from you, I leave you with less. If I exchange something with you, we're both better off. If the exchange is kept in balance, both people are better off for making the exchange than they were before. They're not equal, they're better. Selling legal services is exchanging services for money. Your clients are better off when they exchange their money, which does them no good at all when it's in their pocket, when they exchange it for something that they would prefer, which is your services to make their lives better. Everyone get this? So, you've all heard me talking about problem-solving selling. Problem-solving selling is simply a matter of helping people find their problems and then helping them find solutions to their problems. Can everyone help another person find their problem and help find a solution to the problem? Yeah? Now, I'm not saying you should make the person have a problem. That's really shitty. Every one of us in this room has a problem. Probably lots of problems. I know I do. Lots of problems, lots of opportunities. Every single person walking around on this planet has lots of problems and lots of opportunities. Helping someone identify a problem and find a solution to the problem. Now, all we have to do to take it from that to quote-unquote selling is do what? Make sure that it's in balance. Okay? This is all that selling legal services really is all about. It's helping prospective clients identify their problems and identify their opportunities, help them find solutions to those problems and those opportunities. And when those solutions involve services that you are in the business of providing, ensuring that there's a balance put in place so that the whole relationship doesn't fall apart before you get them to their final destination. That's it. That's all that selling legal services is. Not so scary now, is it? Everyone's already got problems and opportunities, and that they would prefer to exchange for a solution or a better option. Okay? You'd exchange that for something else, wouldn't you? Right. We all have problems that we're all walking around with. We're walking around with a problem in one hand and this in the other. This does us no good until we give it to someone else. And we don't want this. So I will give you this problem and I'll give you money to take it from me. If you have a solution to my problem, I will gladly exchange money for the solution so I can get rid of my problem. It's really important to understand that your prospective clients are walking around out there desperately looking for a solution to a problem that they would gladly exchange money for. You all spent money to get here. Did anyone walk here? No, y'all could have. Did anyone drive here? A few of you were very local, you drove here. Most of you flew, right? Well, you could have driven. You could have taken a bus. You could have taken a train. You even could have walked. But you'd rather exchange this for convenience. That's all that selling legal services is all about. It's helping people identify their problems or opportunities that they already have and that they would prefer to exchange for a solution or a better option. And then finding a way to keep the exchange in balance, usually by using money. I'll tell you one other thing is that when clients pay you, they cooperate with you better. Clients who don't pay you, the problem is that a lot of the time, the reason they're not paying you is because they're not sufficiently motivated to improve their situation. Money is just a shortcut, but there's other ways that you know if the person is sufficiently motivated to improve their situation. You see, as lawyers, we've been really screwed up by law school and really screwed up by the legal industry and really screwed up by our law school professors and our first bosses and all of our friends who have all these hang-ups about money, right? The thing to understand is that most clients who are not lawyers are much more comfortable with money than we are, okay? They don't have a problem spending money if they get value. Intuitively, they understand if I'm not spending money, something's out of balance here. Because the client who comes to you and they're an electrician, the client who comes to you and they're a doctor, the client who comes to you and they're a contractor, the client who comes to you and they're a school teacher, the client who comes to you and they're a limousine driver, the client who comes to you and they do anything in the world, they know that if they don't get paid, they're not holding you up. And intuitively, they understand that if they're not paying, no one's going to hold them up either. Support them, I mean. You follow? But lawyers, we get so messed up when it comes to money because of the need to be special and the need to be right that we forget that the rest of the world, we're not surrounded by, what's the word I'm looking for to describe the mentality of law school? Martyrs. Buying into the doctrine of sacrifice. Most lawyers are really scared to death of this, aren't they? They use this to compete with one another. They use it to show off to one another. Right? You think, oh, you know, if you were a better lawyer, you'd have more money. Well, screw that. That's got nothing to do with being a better lawyer.
If this episode is resonating with you, click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the upcoming free 5-week business plan bootcamp. Yes, this is a free virtual bootcamp, which means seats are limited in order to provide personal attention and laser coaching. Click the link below and turn this podcast episode into an actionable business plan to grow your law firm. And now, back to the show.
There's value in the solution, even if it's not hard for you, right? You should get paid the most for the things that are the easiest for you. You shouldn't get paid the most for the things that are the hardest for you. You should get paid the most for the things that are the easiest for you. because the things that are the easiest for you are also the things you're probably best at. Everyone knows the story about the engineer and the machine and the hammer. No? Okay. Some of you, yes. Some of you, no. Okay. Factory owner, the machine is like cranking out millions of dollars of product every day. And all of a sudden, the machine like grinds to a halt. And the factory owner picks up the phone and calls the engineer and says, it's an emergency. Get down here. The machine is producing millions of dollars of stuff a day for us here. It ground to a halt. How quickly can you get down here to fix this machine? Get it going again. And the engineer said, well, I can get down there right away to get it going again. My fee is $25,000. Factory owner says, well, that's whatever. We're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a minute here. You know, this thing's producing a lot of money for us. The engineer comes down and he takes out his toolbox and he walks around the machine a couple of times. And he walks to the toolbox and he pulls out a hammer and he takes it, goes, machine starts going again. $25,000. Would $25,000 to hit the thing with a hammer? No, no, no. I hit it with a hammer for free. $25,000 because I knew where to hit it.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more lessons from the vault.